Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast about navigating the turbulence of life under our wet sun. I'm your host, little sweet little baby Jordo. Joined with me today here are my two best friends, Nikki Grayson.
Hello.
And LB Hung Tears.
Hello!
Hi.
It's Jordo!
It's me. I'm here.
Jordo.
It's me.
Jordo's here.
I'm here. John fell into a time portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unfortunately could not be here this week because of the time portal.
Yeah, the internet's so bad.
The internet's really bad in the 90s. Like, it took, you would have to wait 45 minutes to see a titty sometimes if you, like.
That's crazy, dude.
You had to really be committed to it.
I asked Chad the other day what the golden age of pornography was.
Yeah, what did he say?
And Chad said 70s to 80s. Is that true? Do y'all think that's true?
I mean, if you like Bush.
The president?
Yeah. If you liked President Herbert Walker Bush.
Then it was good then.
Then it was good in the 70s and 80s before he was president.
The porn was really lucrative at that time, and it was like a big explosion of porn. So, like, that was the golden age of pornography in the same way that Mad Men was the golden age of television.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Also, it was like an explosion of possibility.
Yeah.
They also were...
That makes sense.
Studio porn was putting a lot more effort into, like, keeping up the guise that it was cinema too. So you had...
You had fight scenes.
Yeah, there were, like, fight scenes, and you had films like, you know, Behind the Green Door, right? Mm-hmm. Where, like, the money shot was, like, chroma keyed and stuff, you know?
Whoa.
They used to do some cool shit. Now it's just Family Guy, XXX parody.
So every time I think about, like, I think about a scripted pornography, mm-hmm. my body wants to evacuate itself.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. They gotta have good chemistry to pull that off. And a lot of the time they don't.
And you've got to have concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concept is huge, actually. So, like, Family Guy XXX parody is one of the worst, but also it has a benefit of being, like, it's self-aware because, like, it's parodying mm-hmm. a thing that's self-aware, sure. that parodies things. So it's, like, very postmodern. But, like, there was a porno we sold. So for new heads of If You're Driving podcasts, hello.
New heads.
As opposed to old heads, you know?
Yeah, I know. As opposed to old heads. I've just never thought about new heads as a concept.
No, you never thought about a new head? It's a brand new head. It's all shiny. It still has the kind of factory stink on it.
You got to air that out.
Get it
tastes
some
like a
plastic.
Nintendo Switch cartridge.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, the
you
new
don't
heads.
Want that.
But I worked for many years in, like, a sex toy place that also sold a lot of porno DVDs. It was in West Hollywood, which is a very gay part of Los Angeles. So we had a big LGBT clientele, which meant a lot of we sold a wide variety of pornos. But I do remember one that was called Post-Apocalyptic Cowgirls.
Okay.
And it was just some babes in the desert wearing leather chaps.
Just going at it.
But, like,
the concept, though. Yeah.
Like, the concept is post-apocalyptic cowgirl. So it's after the apocalypse, you're in the desert being cowgirls. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. that's a cool concept. You have a cool outfit. So you have a cool thing. So you can get away with some cheesy dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you've got a cool concept and a cool look.
Yeah.
Mm. You don't even need to do a lot of world building, but
no, because if you're filming in the desert, you let the environment do that for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, it's probably the same desert where they filmed a bunch of Star Trek.
Probably,
if they made it in Southern California. You know.
I mean, they didn't get the Vasquez Rocks in there, I don't think. Oh, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think that they're in a different porno, though. My first writing job was the back of a DVD of a porn.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was... Yep.
I'm looking for a trailer for this motion picture.
I don't know if they made a trailer. It was pretty indie and pretty low budget. But
There's one still available. I can rent it right now.
So the director of the movie came in and told us to carry it. And I found her so charming
mm-hmm.
and so sexually powerful just talking mm-hmm. to me that I as somebody who was working at the lowest level of the store made yeah. sure the buyer got it because I was like, this is the best person I've ever talked to.
That rules.
She was really hot.
You're supporting small business.
Yeah.
Small business supporting small business.
Porno is some of the most legitimate small business out there, you know?
Absolutely.
Ladies are doing it for themselves.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so I can't find I can't find the pornography.
Okay.
But that's fine. Did find a behind the scenes video, like from the DVD.
Okay.
And there's like 9 minutes worth of that. So I'll put that in here if anybody wants to watch it.
Okay, cool. But yeah,
John's gone. Let's just all watch porn together.
John's gone. Let's watch porno. Yeah. I don't know.
No one's naked in this. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube? It's, okay.
Yeah.
No one gets naked. Why would you
click
naked?
It? Because it might break everything on my computer.
Yeah, that's true. You are doing a lot right now.
My computer's doing a lot. I am going to try and put a little hat on my guy.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
This is for the
video. That's huge.
This is for the patrons. Thank you, patrons.
The patrons. Thank you, patrons. Yeah.
Y'all will get to see perhaps a little hat on my PingTuber.
Should we talk about what we're going to do to the patrons?
So we had a meeting today.
That's so ominous.
We had a meeting today, which is how we discovered that John's internet was not up to not up to the task of recording a podcast, which is why I'm here. Yeah. And we just, you know, nothing. We're not closing the Patreon or anything, but
no.
I did a search for hat, and it's giving me only cowboy hats, and I think that is
make you think it's listening.
Yeah.
If anything, we're not taking the Patreon away at all. If anything, we're giving the Patreon more.
You want to know something crazy that just happened?
What just happened?
When Jordo was talking about John's bad internet, my internet completely cut out and I lost everything that was happening until just now.
That is crazy.
Cursed episode. Yeah.
Cursed episode. What did they know? What did John know?
It's amateur radio day.
It is.
There you go.
That's what it is. I think it's like, they're like, return to your roots.
Yeah.
Of amateur radio.
Amateur.
Did you threaten our listeners yet?
No, not yet. I was waiting. Okay. So if we don't multiply, and I don't mean add, I mean multiply our patron count by, let's say, 35 times between now and July 1st.
Oh my God, that's so much and so fast.
We're going to turn advertisements on the podcast. We're going to flip the switch. Our finger is on the button right now, and we're going to flip the switch. And then, listen, if you want to not have to fight this ad war, you know, make your way over to patreon.com/ifyouredriving and kick us $5.
$5. Or $10.
Or more money. It's or 100. Changing. Or 100.
But 5's fine. That's five's all you good. Need to do.
And then you won't get ads. Easy freaking peasy.
True.
But if you want to learn about what Progressive has to offer,
then don't do anything.
Then don't do anything. You know?
Yeah.
That's if we turn them on, though.
If we turn them on. Right. Exactly. If we turn them on. If we 35X the patrons between now and July 1st, then we won't turn them on. So,
that's so many.
So just keep that in mind.
Just keep it in mind.
Yeah, I guess if you don't want to hear about DraftKings same day parlay.
And here's the thing about the same day parlay, though.
What do you think it is? What do I think a parlay is? I think a parlay is when you have lost confidence in your bet and you want to turn it into a different bet for a smaller return, but you're going to lose everything anyway, right? So you're like, okay, I put $500 on the Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati who's? The Cincinnati who's, Jordan? The Cincinnati who's? The Cincinnati who's?
I put $500.
Uh-oh, we killed Jordan.
I put $500 on the Cincinnati buttholes.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's becoming very clear to me now that they do not have what it takes. And it's game day, but the game hasn't started yet. So I'm going to parlay that bet into a bet against or into a bet for whoever they're playing. And I'm not going to get as much money as I would have had the Cincinnati buttholes won, but I'm not going to lose all of it. Right.
So what I think you just did is invent what something that DraftKings is going to do soon.
Okay. Yeah, you just invented, you just innovated.
I think you just did an innovation in gambling.
Wow. Okay.
Because the idea that you could kick DraftKings an extra $20 for the privilege of changing your bet after you've made it definitely seems like something that they would do.
They will love that.
It is not a parlay.
Okay. They owe me money if they do that.
Is a parlay legally, when
two pirates talk?
No, that is a conversation. So it's a parlay.
I'm joking.
I don't know what pirates are. Remember when you could change your language on Facebook?
To pirate.
And pirate.
Yeah, pirate was one of the languages. I had mine in Leet speak for a while.
We were so young.
That was so a time on the internet.
Yeah.
There was a website. There used to be a website called Ninjas versus Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
What was on there?
It was just like this joke website about like ninjas hate pirates. You should be a ninja. Ninjas are super cool. And that was it.
That's all you needed back then.
The web used to be.
And they showed you how to make a ninja hat out of a t-shirt.
Oh, that's neat.
I remember that. Yeah, it was pretty simple.
I thought it was very funny when I was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. A parlay is when you bet on multiple games at the same time, and then all of the things that you bet on have to happen for you to win.
Why would you do that?
Well,
you make so many dollars.
You make so much money. So Jeff Grubb, giantbomb.com's Jeff Grubb, bet $9 on the first night of PAX on his birthday and won $10,000 on a 10-game hockey parlay.
So he accurately predicted all 10 games of hockey.
Correct.
And in doing so, won $10,000.
Won 10,000 American dollars, correct.
See, this makes me want to gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I am so deeply like sports gambling sucks and is bad. But in that moment, I really was like, oh, I'm going to download DraftKings right now.
Yeah.
Because I could do that.
If I had regular access to gambling, it would ruin my life, I think.
Yeah.
You do have regular. Wait, do you not? Is it not legal in Texas?
No, you can't gamble here. I mean, like there are like funny, weird little loophole casinos. Like if you get on a boat or.
Okay.
It's legal on boat.
Some boat.
Yeah, there are casinos, but sports books.
Got it.
Different.
Okay. And you can't just gamble on your phone in Texas, which you can do in, 32 states?
30 of the states, yeah.
30 of the 50 states.
Yeah. Even just regular casino access, I think, would be hugely ruinous for me.
Yeah.
Well, you could just play Bellatro at home.
That's true. I could just play Bellatro at home. Bellatro is only like, how much
is it? It's only $11.
Is it only $11?
Yeah, it's $11.
It puts you in the fucking machine zone.
Yeah,
it does. It does really. It really does.
It turns you into a 90-year-old playing video poker.
Yeah,
just hitting that button
in the light of the screen.
Hitting that button, cranking that wheel.
I can now only play it if I'm streaming, which I've started to do specifically so I could play Bellatro sometimes.
It's been fun to have LB streams again.
It has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you.
What's that? Hit me with that URL. Hit me with that URL.
Twitch.tv/hunktears. I've also started up my newsletter again.
Newsletter's back.
Newsletter's good.
I read it while walking my dog.
That's safe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, but it is what it's about. It's about going outside.
It's about going outside.
But Barley can't read, right? So Nikki had to read it to Barley.
She cannot read. Sometimes she can read and sometimes she can't.
Okay.
She can do audiobook?
Now, hold on. Tell me a little bit more about when she can and can't read.
When she can and cannot read, for sure. So she can read when she's at the vet.
Okay.
Because she can read Modern Animal and she knows to be freaked out.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like going to the vet.
And you know that that's because she can read the sign.
I mean, what else?
What else would she do?
Yeah.
Smell?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
What
yeah.
is she? Yeah. Some kind of dog?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No. So she reads that. She can read U-Haul boxes. I've learned this.
Okay.
She knows what a U-Haul, she knows that it says U-Haul, and she knows that that means moving. Because it says moving on the sides of the box.
Right.
So she's like paranoid and freaked out about that right now.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. And in any other circumstance, she cannot read illiterate. Just entirely.
Interesting.
Barley, would you like to say anything?
Nothing.
No.
Guess not.
Nope.
Nothing she didn't. To say.
So.
Is she mad about moving? Nikki moved, by the way.
I moved. Yeah, she's pretty mad.
Yeah.
She is, actually. Yeah, she's pretty fucking mad. I feel bad about it. She's heated. She's so confused. She doesn't understand it. Like, she just doesn't... Which, like, tracks. We're just in a weird, different house, and she doesn't get it.
It doesn't also smell like her or you?
It doesn't... No, not at all.
Yeah.
And, like, I've tried to, like, put spots around the house that, like, are from, like... Put objects that are familiar to her.
Around, you've tried to put spots around the house. Like...
Yeah. Like a little zone.
She's got a little barley zones.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't mean like installing...
Like a circle?
No, like urine.
No.
Like
no.
You're not like putting spots around the house that smell like
no.
you by peeing
no,
on
no,
them.
No.
She's okay.
going to do that soon, though.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing I am anxious about is that like I know she will piss in this house twice.
Yeah.
It's just how it goes.
It's just going to happen.
I just don't know where or when.
You could cover the whole floor of the new apartment in puppy pads.
In pee pads. Yeah.
She'll piss again. Mm-hmm. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know this dog will piss again. Any weather day. Yep.
That's
beautiful.
Yep. She'll piss
Thank
again.
Thank you.
Won't
we all piss again? Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope we all piss again.
If you're not pissing again, there's only one reason. That's because you're dead.
Yeah.
Or a vampire.
Can we talk about something blue for a moment?
Do vampires not piss?
They do one last big piss.
One,
they're a vampire.
When? One last big piss.
Okay, so like if somebody turns you into a vampire, you do one big last piss, one big last shit. Maybe you throw up a little bit and then you're a vampire.
And then you're a vampire. Oh.
Okay,
well, that's good. And they don't, and you don't have to worry about it ever again.
You don't have to do either of those things ever again.
That sounds so sick. I should be a vampire. So yesterday, I had to piss into a cup.
Okay, I also pissed into a cup this week.
Wow,
not me.
Siblings, not you.
And I went to I had a physical, and they didn't make me piss into a cup.
They didn't
I guess
make you
skill
piss
issue.
Into a cup?
Weird.
Skill nope. issue.
They just took my blood.
When you piss into the cup.
Mm-hmm.
I always am like, how much piss is too much?
Yeah, I don't want to like...
You know?
I don't want to get... Like, I want to give them enough to do the thing. Like, they got... Yeah. They need a certain amount to test correctly, right? But I don't want to give them, like, an obscene amount of piss.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to think that I'm, like...
Trying
really...
to, like, give them a treat or something.
Yeah, like, I don't
want to... Or, like, trying to pass the buck on to them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like, trying to get rid of your piss by handing it to them.
Yeah, like, I don't want to give them way too much piss. Because they don't want all of my piss. They just want the bare minimum amount required to do the test, right?
I think if it's below the top... As long as it's below the top measurement line in the cup, you're good.
Okay.
Because that's... That's the maximum amount of piss they were considering measuring in the cup.
Right.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't they just make the cup? I guess my idea is you make the piss cup smaller.
Because it's hard to aim.
It do be hard to aim.
Because, okay,
so
if
what
you
if
have
it was
a non-aimable
shallow,
pissing machine.
Non-aimable pissing machine.
Yeah. What if it was wide and shallow? Like
they have
egg
that.
Carton?
They have a super wide. So when I piss in cup, I don't actually piss in the cup. I get this thing that goes under the toilet seat, and I just piss it a little bit into it, and then I pour it into the cup.
Oh,
interesting.
A pan.
It's called, I think, a hat, like a hat for the
hat.
Toilet.
A toilet hat.
Toilet hat. Yeah, because my aim is poor.
So yeah, I was going. I thought I had invented something.
I'm so sorry. Back to the invention drawing board. Except for the thing that Giordo just invented with betting.
With betting. That is crazy that you invented gambling too, though, Jordan. That is
the sequel to gambling.
Yeah, like they updated, we patched gambling.
Yeah, we finally patched gambling. There are some issues that people thought were bugs, but were actually just working as intended, you know? So sorry about that. I understand that that can be confusing sometimes, but we are adding in with this new patch, Gambling 2.0, some new features that we think
new features
people who love losing money will really love.
Boy.
When y'all think about a product, which we all do
constantly,
constantly we're thinking about product. What do you want product to do? You're kind of looping in a new technology product into your life, into your everyday. What would you want that technology product to do for you?
Are you just trying to get us to think of things for you to invent?
Maybe, but I just would like an answer to the question, please.
Well, the newest technology product that I installed in my life was a series of smart light bulbs.
Okay. There's one. I'm sure those were simple to set up.
It was actually pretty easy.
That's good.
Good. There is one in a dark corner where my computer is, and the other one is above the kitchen sink. And I wanted them to make it less dungeony in my apartment after the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And so
what colors are those bad boys right now?
Well, right now they're off because the sun is up. But they can be.
I got any fucking color in the whole world.
And Giordo chose off, which is a color.
And you chose deal with it. Off.
Well, I don't know if off is off a color.
Off is not a color. What color is off? What's off's complementary on?
Yeah.
Asked and answered.
Yes, asked and exactly.
Hey, Nikki, I'm going to look up the color temperature that I have these light bulbs set to turn on to. Okay.
I think, are they RG? Are they ARGB?
They're ARGB W off.
Oh, ARGB W.
Yeah. So they'll be literally whatever color I want. The one in my computer corner turns on to 4400K. And the one above the sink turns on to 3700K.
Are y'all white light?
Kind of a yellowy light.
You want amber?
Okay. Depend.
I want an amber.
What I've never had a
white LED that looked good.
Good.
I don't think. Yeah.
What do you want white LED for, LB?
When it's daytime, but it's dark out. So, like, when it's overcast and dark outside.
During the
When it's winter time and night starts too early and it makes me sleepy.
Mm-hmm. It should not have taken me so long to envision a world where it was...
if it's been raining for a week. Things dark. Like that. Yeah, things like that, yeah.
Okay.
I want tungsten if it's... Tungsten. If it's, like, bedtime and I want to get sleepy.
For sure.
If I want to wake up, I want bright. If I want to get sleepy, if I want to wake up, I want like sunlight quality white. And if I want sleepy time, I want tungsten, nice and amber orange.
Amber.
Warm.
Yeah. I love those that chemical yellow.
Yeah. I love the chemical yellow. Maybe I'm just not buying the right white light bulbs, but the ones I in the past have bought the ones that say like daylight on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I install them and they're just like a weird clinical white that like makes it hard to look at anything.
Like blue.
Yeah, they look like shit. So what you need to do is like put some kind of a diffusion on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To make it a little softer.
Okay.
And less medical feeling.
A nude bulb has never helped anybody.
That's so true.
That's so true.
Edison, I guess.
Yeah, because he was thinking about that nude bulb a lot. It kept appearing over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he died.
About this. Oh, nude bulb death.
Hit him on the head like Newton. Apple.
Apple. So true.
So true.
Do we want to go to the ad break?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
This episode of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is brought to you by Light.
We got the Light deal?
We got the Light deal. Light is great. It help you see. It make plant grow.
Some of it you can't see, but it's still there.
And that's the worst one for you.
No, that's the worst one for you.
That's paying for your buck, though.
That is so true.
You know, you're paying, only paying for part of the you're only paying for the visible spectrum, but you're getting the whole shebang. Thing.
Mm-hmm. We it's got ultraviolet. Up that you have to pay for lights.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them.
No, the big one you don't have to pay for.
The big one you don't have to pay for, but like the
electrical
ones
you do. Yeah.
Did you know that in Dubai and like the United Arab Emirates and that swath of the globe, they have forever light bulbs because you can just do those. They have LEDs that last for like 30 years.
I thought
we have LEDs here that last for like 30 years.
Yeah, my light bulbs are like 15-year bulbs.
Yeah.
That's not 30.
It's basically 30-year
30. LEDs. I mean, you can get them. Your LEDs. I want to thank Lights for, the first result is an LED fake neon light that says, hello, 30.
That's good.
So that, I guess, is the 30-year LED light. And it's, of course, in the white woman cursive.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Of course. So yeah, thank you to Light. Thank you to the Light Council. Thank you to the Sun, which we love.
We love you, Sun.
And just a reminder, if you're making a TV or a movie, you need light. And you know who does that? My partner. So
Robbie.
Please hire him. We want to thank our two associate producers, Eric from Cleveland and Keith from California. Thank you for your support. Woo. And we want to thank all of our patrons over on our Patreon, which is located at patreon.com/ifyouredriving or ifyouredriving.com. Just a $5 membership will get you everything that we have to offer, except for the craziest tiers, which we will tell you about at the end of the episode. And yeah, I think that's the ad break. Thank you to Light, and thank you to our patrons.
Wow.
I'm getting a call from potential spam.
Oh, I love that guy. Tell him I said hi.
He calls you a lot too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
I actually don't usually answer.
I've never answered
I've been getting texts from... That's good.
Yeah, it's very good. You're never going to get scammed that way.
If it's important, they'll let you know?
Yeah.
They'll leave a fucking voicemail.
If it's important, they'll know not to call me. If it's important, they'll know that calling me is the absolute worst way to get in touch with me.
The worst way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's eight other ways that you should try and contact me before you give me a phone call.
Before you a phone call?
Yeah.
I get texts like this one from area code 415-975-1513. And it says, I finally found you.
Holy shit. What? What?
Okay. That's the whole text.
This is the horny guy scam. So this is one of the scams where it's like, oh my God, hi. I miss you so much. It's me, Jessica.
We met at that party,
remember?
We met at that party.
And then you're like, is this Dave? It's, hey, Dave, it's Jessica. And then you're like, hey, Jessica, sorry, this isn't Dave. My name is Albie. And Jessica's she goes, like,
hi, Albie. What's your deal?
Albie, how are you? Yeah. Or like, are you hot? Do you like hot singles in your area?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I love hot singles in my area. And then, do you want my social security number? And Jessica's like, oh my God, you read my mind.
Yeah.
And then the six people who are Jessica in a fucking warehouse full of scammers get my social security number and sell it on the dark web. I don't know what they do. I guess I'm assuming that's what they do.
Probably.
People always talk about the dark web, but I've never seen it, and so I don't believe in it.
It's not real. Can I read you a text conversation from March 5th, 2024?
Yes.
Hi, it's Juliet. Found your number in my contacts. Do we know each other? I replied, I want to give you $700. What are you talking about? Yes. Wait, here. Actually, here. I'm going to send you a screenshot. This is going to be easier. And then one of you...
Read it in person.
Sounds good.
That's going to be...
That's how you make a radio show.
That's how you make a radio show with pictures.
With pictures.
Amateur radio. My scam or my phone call and did leave a message and sent me a text and it says, "Hi, Lawrence. It's Yvonne Gallardo and I'm running for state representative in our district."
Lawrence?
Oh.
Do I need to cut
that? I was just calling because I am very interested in hearing any thoughts or concerns. Lawrence is my dad's name is Larry, which we've revealed that before.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait, Larry is short for Lawrence?
Yeah.
I thought Larry was just Jordan. Its own name.
I can be. Okay, who wants to be Julia and who wants to be Nikki?
I shouldn't be involved in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be Juliet. And Jordo, do you want to be Nikki or do we want to swap it?
Yes. No, give me just a second to pull it up in a way that doesn't break the stream the recording.
Wow. I really was fucking, I had this person on a fucking.
Okay. I'll be Juliet and you can be Nikki. Okay.
Amazing. Okay.
All right. Wait, hi, it's Juliet. Found your number in my contacts. Do we know each other?
I want to give you $700.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
I don't want.
Okay.
Hey, Grace, is this you?
Yes, this is Grace. I want to give you $700.
Which $700 are you talking? Which $700 you are talking about?
The $700.
Please stop it.
Okay.
336-298-8617.
Oh boy, okay.
Congratulations. Oh, it sent them backwards. The last image. Okay, here we go. Okay. One.
This is WhatsApp number. Yeah. Text me there.
I won't, but I do want to give you $700.
Okay. Bye.
Do you want Apple gift cards? I am just trying to help you scam me easier.
No, I don't want any gift cards.
We can cut out the middleman.
Just stop it. Bye.
Wait, come back.
You are talking so wrong.
No, this is normal, frowny face. You're being mean to me.
Sorry, bye.
Frowny face. Come back. Juliet, please.
What's wrong with you?
I just voted. Did you vote today?
Yes.
That's huge. Who did you vote for Congress? Did you vote yes on HLA?
What about you?
I asked you first.
I will not mention.
Coward. Why not? Makes it seem like you didn't vote.
No problem. What you think, that's none of my business.
It just seems like you have something to hide. That's all.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Wait, okay. Come back. I'll be serious. How's your day going? Wait, what is the time lapse here?
From
she
texted
you at 8:40 a.m. and then you wait. So then there's a wait. It's now 3:51 p.m. No reply. Hey, want to see a cool picture of grass? A picture of grass. Juliet, have you ever seen this before?
And I do want to point out it's one of those live pictures that iOS does.
Oh, yeah.
It's a live photo of grass.
So Juliet got like a good 3 seconds of blurred. Live grass, live blurry grass. Sorry, I was harsh on you.
It's okay, Juliet. How's your day been?
It's good. What about you?
It was okay. I had therapy. Have you ever seen a therapist?
The next
full
day
passes.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Juliet. How was your night? Anything cool happen to you today?
No, I was busy with some meetings today.
Nice. What do you do for work?
I'm running my own business.
Okay, what kind of business?
I am successfully managing two distinct businesses, a chain of three thriving beauty and salon branches, and a dealership specializing in exporting and importing gym equipment.
Wow, a gym equipment dealership.
Yes.
Where are these salons? Congrats on your highly successful businesses.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to get into these businesses? They are very different.
Hey, sorry for the late. It's a long story.
I have plenty of time. Tell me every detail.
Are you using WhatsApp?
No, let's stay talking here.
I'm not able to respond properly here. My PC is connected to WhatsApp, so I can chat you.
Okay, I guess we won't talk again. I'll miss you forever, Juliet.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Juliet.
Wow, Nikki.
Nikki and Juliet, the fucking
Nikki
story.
And Juliet, never gonna get scammed.
Get scammed, yeah. I'll be scamming. But yeah, so that was my forever.
Let's give Nikki a round of applause for that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
It seems like y'all had a real connection there for a little bit.
For a second, yeah.
Yeah, like
for a
almost.
I really did.
There were a couple times where I thought Juliet really was looking for Grace.
Yeah.
And you were just really upsetting her.
Yeah.
But no, she was trying to escape. Like, she once we got the number back of businesses and trying to get the WhatsApp, that's when you know.
It's a scam.
She texted
I knew
you
the
back
whole
the next
time.
Day.
Yes, like she texted me back the next day. That's the part. That's how I know I fucking got this person. Because they were on the other side. Like, I better fucking, I got it. This person is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And I fucking got them.
They were so sure.
Never move off platform.
Never move off platform. That's the.
Never move off platform.
Yep.
It's the move. That's how they get you, kids.
Damn.
She could have got $700 too if she had just stayed.
I literally was going to give, I offered her off the rip. I offered her $700 and she said no.
I'm maybe so jealous.
Go ahead.
I'm so jealous that you get these texts. Because the texts I get are like, for the next 60 minutes, we're 400% matching all donations to crush Trump's campaign.
Yeah, I get shit like that too.
I turn all of that off. They can't.
I say stop to all of them.
How do you turn it off?
I just unsubscribe.
I unsubscribe and then they find me from new numbers.
Yeah.
Actually, the other one I get a lot is this: the USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered due to incomplete address information.
Yeah, I get that one too.
Please confirm your address on the link. And the link says USPS-PR.com-helpig.top.
Yeah, that's just the Puerto Rican branch.
.top.
Package is on hold. Tap for more details.
But what? Yeah. But your package. You don't want your package?
Your package, LB.
Your package, LB.
But when was the last time y'all got a package and what was it?
Yesterday. And it was...
Okay, Nikki has abandoned the podcast.
What was my package?
Nikki just left?
I think
left?
It may have been some hand soap.
What kind of soap?
I mean, we get a really big jug of this like vegan scent-free hand soap that we fill in all the bathrooms.
Oh, that's nice. Nikki's
Legos.
Back.
Nikki's brought us sunflower Legos.
Well, that's cute.
So it was two sunflower Legos and also a microphone arm.
So what was that, like $400?
Yeah, it was $850,000.
That was the $700 that you were going to send Juliet.
Yeah.
I needed to buy the Lego to put it over the because I was under the impression that I was going to have my desk set up by today.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, I need it as soon as possible. So I
need like the Lego $8. As soon as possible for my desk.
Mm. Yeah. No, I need the microphone arm for my... Oh, I see.
Got it.
I see what you're saying.
You're sitting in your... But you're currently sitting on your underbaked bed holding a microphone.
Yes. My bed is underbaked. What do y'all think that means when I say that?
I think that means that it's way too soft. And so when you lay on it, it just... You're basically laying on the platform because it just sinks so much that there's no support. And the reason I think that is because that's what my mattress does.
I would say thin and not supportive.
Yeah, so it is underbaked because on the sides, it is correct. The correct firmness, the correct consistency, the correct texture. Directly in the middle, it is collapsed entirely. It's like being in a waterbed in the middle of the bed only.
Do you have
the edges?
Frame support in the middle of the bed?
It's just on three pieces of wood. So yes, it's like a platform across.
Okay.
It is because
like flats
the bed
or like a platform.
It's three chunks of wood.
Yeah, I can picture it.
I can't picture
it.
Hold on. I'm trying. I'm getting you a JPEG right now. This is my bed. Look at this queer on this bed. This could be me, you know? It is me sometimes.
Well, I don't know where you're showing what you're sending now.
I'm
where
I have I just haven't
I drew a picture
yet.
For Jordo.
Oh,
it's not showing up because the light
it's
is
illegible. Not legible literally at all. You could have drawn anything or nothing on there. And it would have been the same.
He held up a blank piece of paper and says, here it is. Oh, this. Okay. So this is a platform. You are effectively on just like one. Okay. So
I'm on the floor, but different.
Yeah. So conceivably, this should be the same amount of support all the way across the frame.
Correct.
And you're saying
so
that in the middle.
The mattress is the issue.
Yeah. The mattress is the problem.
What and mattress is it? Let's name and shame.
Here's the thing. If you're Costco, you didn't hear this part. But it is a Cocoon Sealy mattress. It's a hybrid mattress.
What was the first word you said?
Cocoon.
Oh,
I just heard coom.
The first, first syllable there was eaten.
Yeah, no, Cocoon mattress is what people are always saying.
I said it with an M. I want to be really, really clear about that.
Mattress? No.
I did not say the word that Nikki said. I've never said that word. I said it with an M. Like
you said
coomer.
It with an M.
Like,
yeah,
like you're like a mattress for coomers.
Like a aren't all coomer? Mattresses mattress for coomers? What do you think a coomer is?
It's some kind of internet Nazi.
I'm sure there are coomers
who's
who are
horny.
Nazis.
I think some of them are, but yeah, it's mostly
if you're a coomer, you're just like a jackass who only cares about getting his rocks off.
Yeah, you just jack off a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, like a goon man, but without the time investment.
Without the time investment.
Yeah, I think coomers and gooners
goon
are
man.
Are
okay,
adjacent.
A goon.
AKA
got
a goon.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
It is because the mattress was sitting on its side in a storage unit for.
Oh, that'll do it.
A year and a half.
God knows, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Big news. Big fucking news. Folks.
Julia texted
Here's
back?
A text message. Here's the text message I just got, folks. You couldn't script this stuff. You can't script it. There's nothing better than live podcasting, everybody. Look at this shit.
Let me open this here in my
Bitcoin
browser.
Bitcoin of America, make money in crypto. Dear period, congratulations on being selected for an invitation to join Blackstone's Bitcoin trading group. Follow the Zeidel team's investment strategy and earn $5,000 to $100,000 per day.
Per day?
Click the link to join us. There's no link also. Click the link. And there's four other people in this chat.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've replied, oh, fuck yes. I can't wait to get rich. Can you send me that link?
No, don't, because there are three other people in that chat.
There's three other people.
They might tap
in. I'm helping them.
Computer virus. It says, on this, let me quickly describe the graphic design on this.
Oh, the image is great, yeah.
We've got a fake company logo that says Bitcoin of America, and it's the Bitcoin symbol with... a map of the United States of America shittily imposed upon it. And on the right, there is a businessman looking out of an office window with a sort of Lynchian keyboard, like overlay on top of it. And then to the left, there is three fake awards, one that just says Award 2023, one that says Best Award, and one that says Premium Award. Now I'm going to return to the Discord and look at... Oh, yeah.
The award 2023 Best Award Premium Award. Like, oh, shit, this is prestigious. This one, Best Award?
It's for Best Award.
Best Award.
That's huge. It's the best one you could get.
They don't just give that to anybody.
No, they don't.
You have to be the best to get Best Award.
Period. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
What the hell scam world we live in?
It fucking sucks, man. Like,
it sucks.
My parents are the oldest they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's always happening.
I am so worried about them getting scammed by people who prey on parents who are the oldest they've ever been. And like I don't doubt, like my folks are smart, you know, they are snappy, capable human beings who have good common sense.
Mom's great at Twitter.
My mom's great at Twitter. My dad is secretly one of the best shit posters of all time. He just doesn't do it. He once every 8 months will take a picture of one of their cats and make the funniest post you've ever seen on Instagram. And it's awesome. He's incredibly powerful and just chooses not to use it, which I respect enormously. But
yeah.
And they know all the classic scams, you know, like they know not to get a reverse mortgage or, you know, like that they know or like they know not to call any of the number on the television that say call now. But they're constantly coming up with new scams.
Yeah. You know? Like when somebody calls your parents using podcast audio that they fed into an AI.
Yeah.
That's saying, help.
Help.
Mom and dad, it's me, little Jordo. I've been kidnapped by MS-13.
Yeah.
You got MS-13'd?
Well, if they do, like, judging by demographics and region, your 30-something-year-old child being kidnapped by MS-13 is the number one fear of Texan whites. In your parents' age group.
Yeah, and it's also the most believable because they know I'm not going to get arrested for anything, right?
Yeah,
so, like, you can't use the bail money scam because they know... They know I would never get arrested.
What crime are you doing?
Yeah, for real.
You're never going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Smash cut.
They'll never catch
Jordan. Jordan, behind double bars. Jail. Behind bars.
The clink, clink, teardrop. Clink, clink, clink. The little teardrop tattoo on a frog.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I can't get bailed because I called my parents and they didn't believe me. They thought it was an AI scam.
Damn.
They're like, our perfect boy would never get arrested for anything.
Damn, that's messed up.
What crime do y'all think I'm most likely to commit?
That's a great question, Jordan. I think you're going to get internet crime a lot. Like torrenting something. It's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like when they completely ban fun and pornography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're working on it.
Severe gerrymandering in your state.
Yep.
You'll just be like, hey, I can put on a VPN and have the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch a funny video, like it won't even be porno. It'll be like you watched a cat video that was too funny.
Yeah.
Owned by gay people.
Yeah.
And then the SWAT team will come to your house and be like, is that a funny cat with a rainbow collar?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
I mean this.
And then just extrajudicial execution.
Yeah.
Like no trial. Yeah. Just
boom, back of the head.
Yeah, just take me out right then.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
And then they'll download the video onto USB so they can watch it.
Yeah, they'll be like, this is an adorable kitten. And also, notice they aren't talking like that because they're not even Texan.
No, they're not from here.
They said it's because it's us. That's why they sound like that.
Whoa.
It's because it's you and me, plot twist? Mm-hmm. Cop Nikki, cop Elby?
We were cops the whole time. Sorry, Jordan.
Oh, man.
We got you.
I got you.
Y'all. Taking you away.
I told y'all all my secrets about using a VPN so I could still access my... my cam girl websites.
Yeah, no. See, that
it's
was
over
your first
for you.
Mistake.
That was your first mistake. Your second mistake was telling us where you buried all your golden titty statues, made of solid pure gold. Where
and
we're gonna
now,
go dig them up?
I paid a lot
we're
for those.
Rich.
Yeah, now we're rich, and you
so are dead. Your world.
Sorry.
We'll put you back in the hole where we got the titty statues.
Thank you.
Please. Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
So efficient.
Jordo had like nude treasure.
Nude treasure is the best kind. I do know a model who auctioned off a perfect silicone replica of her titties. So like you could own.
What if that was gold?
Yeah. What if it was gold though? And they didn't use silicone, right? And like I'm sure that the only barrier for that is just logistics.
Is it heavy?
Gold is heavy. Gold, you have to...
Silicone also heavy.
Silicone is also heavy. That's true. But silicone,
but gold is heavier.
You can mix it home, and gold, you need like a forge to melt.
I have a product idea.
Okay.
Yep.
Sexy anime figurines made of gold. Combine your hobby of loving anime girls with investing in gold.
Okay.
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 That's good.
Yeah.
It's like those Pokemon cards that they gave out at the Pokemon, the movie.
Yeah.
Were they made of gold?
Yeah. Nikki is conflating two Pokemon promotions. the
oh, they did give away Mews, right?
There was
the gold Pokemon cards were different, and they came in Pokeballs.
Yeah, you got those at Burger King.
Yes.
You could get gold at Burger King?
It was real
I guess because it's where a king lives. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was real gold. I've still got those somewhere.
Someone in the Giant Bomb community
gave you one.
Gave me one.
That's real gold.
Crazy. Yeah, it's
that's
real
crazy
gold.
They gave you real gold. And you can, you know what else is made of real gold? This beautiful, tasteful depiction of...
Or maybe it's not so tasteful.
Fate Name Grand Order.
Name one. Name a guy.
Fictional figure. Joan of Arc from Fate Grand Order.
Yeah, Albie.
Okay, sorry. I asked you to name a guy from anime, and the one that you came up with was the person real Joan of Arc.
And they're right. I know horny people and the stuff that they do, and they love gacha games, and they love anime based on gacha games, and the gacha game is full of real-life historical figures if they were sexy. Do you not know about this? Nikki, this has been happening for like 10 years.
No.
No, it's not like Italia.
No. Here, let me...
You ever heard of Astolfo? Like, come on.
No, I don't know anything about anime.
Yeah, here, look at this.
You know about Gilgamesh?
Look at this lady.
You want to know what Gilgamesh looks like?
That's Joan of Arc. Gilgamesh.
That's Joan of Arc.
It's just a blur.
She's on a mission from God, and her titties are banging.
Her titties are crazy.
Do you want to see Gilgamesh?
I would love to see Gilgamesh.
That's him. Whiter than you expected,
look at
isn't
he? So much. Look at the cum gutters on this guy.
Right? That's him. He invented book. This guy invented book?
And he's 12?
He's 12? Awesome.
He's 12?
How old is he? Are those his pubes?
I think he's an adult.
Yeah, what is that? No, I think
that's a belt.
That's his dress, that's his skirt.
Yeah, his skirt under the belt, I think. It does look like he's just got a huge tuft of blue pubes. Yeah.
That would be sick.
So, LB, what if the statues are... We have a whole line of regular anime lady statues that are gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just like you were saying, not only do you get to look at the anime lady, but it's also a safe investment for your future. Right.
Yeah. Good investment.
Then we have more explicit statues that are made out of
More
explicit metals. Yeah.
What's the horniest metal? I'm going to Google.
Okay.
What's the horniest metal?
Well, ask Chad. Don't Google it. Ask Chad.
I'm Googling it. So I'm just getting the horniest metal bands.
I'll ask Chad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste more water.
What's the horniest metal?
Horniest metal material.
Okay, metal can refer to both a musical genre and a material.
It's a material.
Subjective.
Of course it's subjective. That Chad is so fucking wishy-washy. That's why you don't ask Chad. Chad's not going to be helpful.
But here's the thing that I learned. If you just tell Chad to have an opinion on a thing, he'll have an opinion on it. I want you to have opinions about sexual stuff. Okay, so Chad said okay. Which metal
material
do you think parentheses
material
do you think is the horniest? Perfect. Thank you so much. In terms of materials, horny isn't a typical attribute used to describe metals. However, if we're thinking metaphorically, metals like gold and silver, often associated with luxury and
Nikki's
allure,
been silenced.
Could be seen as
Nikki's
horny
Nikki cut out
in
for
the
me
sense
too.
Of being desirable. This, of course, is a playful interpretation and not a scientific or technical one.
Nikki, you cut out for a second. Can you give me another take of that?
What was the answer?
Oh, for sure. In terms of materials, horny isn't a typical attribute used to describe metals. However, if we're thinking metaphorically, metals like gold and silver, often associated with luxury and allure, could be seen as horny in the sense of being desirable or attractive. This, of course, is a playful interpretation and not a scientific or technical one.
So the explicit one should be made of silver?
That doesn't feel
right. I think this explicit one should be made of titanium?
Yeah,
or
like platinum?
Platinum! Yeah, platinum. Yeah. Okay, they're made of platinum.
Okay.
What about
lead? Get poisoned.
Lead is huge. What the about one of the radioactive ones?
The what?
Like a uranium.
That's like, really expensive.
Like radioactive? Yeah, those are very expensive.
And I don't... I think it's...
Also, a big good. Part of why people want sexy anime statues is so they can crank it on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're being exposed to radiation regularly, that's going to really affect your ability to effectively crank it onto your anime statue.
What about
that's
lead?
True.
What about lead?
What about lead? Lead poisoning? I mean, it'll kill you.
It will kill you.
Will You'll it kill die. You if you jack off onto lead?
Do you have any other physical contact with it?
You're holding it in your hand.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah,
I don't think you can hold pure lead.
No, I don't think you. I don't think you're supposed not anymore. To touch it. I don't think they hold the statue though, right? They like put it on a desk or something.
Okay, they don't hold it. They put it on a desk.
I guess
because of woke, you can't hold lead anymore.
Yeah,
so true.
Because in the past, you could just hold lead.
You could just hold it.
Like put it in everything.
They put it in everything. They used to use it to like repair broken drinking vessels.
Yeah,
you know. Now we
and
can't.
It was fine.
I can't drink lead anymore because of woke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unless you reject woke and get those cups that still have lead in them.
Yeah, that's true.
That I guess everybody drinks. Don't the Stanley cups have lead?
Have lead in them.
Well, the so Stanley true. Cups, many dual barrier drinking vessels are welded together using weld. Not welded.
So it's not, but it's not dangerous. So we were talking like original unwoke lead.
Yeah.
Like from the Garfield cups.
Yeah, Garfield cup lead.
You can just get some lead cups on eBay. I found two of them for $1.
Yeah. I have friends who have had a bunch of lead cups in their collections of cups. So who made us stop drinking? Was that Obama?
I think it might have been no Obama. I think Obama
typical.
Said no more lead. And then he... If I'm remembering correctly, he came to everyone's house and took all of the lead cups away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is what he did.
That
yeah.
was in 2009. Mm-hmm. I was right. little, but I do remember people coming to my grandma's house, like shaking her down. It was very traumatic and taking all of her lead cups away. And like, that's just because of, again.
Woke.
Because of woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Before woke, we were able to have as much lead as we wanted.
Yeah. And on that sad note, the podcast has to end now.
It's true.
So well,
that's just how it goes sometimes, though. You know, you try and uplift people by talking about a promising investment opportunity that they can jack off on, and you end up being faced with the cold realities of reality.
Yeah.
The cold, hard, metallic truth.
Yep.
The lead poisoning is not allowed in this world anymore.
If my kids were able to drink lead straight from the tap, like my forefathers were,
it's about parents' rights, you know.
Oh, Nikki.
We got to end the show. This is getting too real for Nikki.
This is getting too real.
Just
yeah.
Be so beautiful. But
well,
they're taking. Away. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes. It's a comedy podcast. I hope you had a good time. Thank you so much to everybody for hanging out with us on this. What episode is this? 14?
Hell, Jesus.
Maybe
79.
If this was your first one, welcome.
Welcome.
If it was your 78th one, welcome also still to the end of this episode. You can find all of the stuff that we do on ifyouredriving.com/nope. Yeah, no, that's right. ifyouredriving.com, is that not it? That's the website that takes you to the Patreon.
That takes you to the Patreon. You can also go to our link tree, which is linktree.ee/ifyouredriving, which will have links to all of our socials. We've got If you came from TikTok and made it this far,
oh, yeah. Hey, TikTok.
Fucking welcome.
Hey, TikTok.
Hello, our family.
TikTok. I'm not normally on the show, TikTok.
So you get a special treat
just
for you. Welcome to our family. We're going to try and get you led ASAP. If you're driving, close your eyes. Actually, there's multiple pinned messages. One of them says, if you're driving, close your eyes is a parody and satire protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Mickey Mouse is us and ours due to the Constitution. We do not make any legal promises about the saving of children. We are not legally liable for anything that happens to anyone we wish ill upon by officially called Deathshot, psychic, or joke. You cannot sue us. Hearing these words is an agreement not to sue us or prosecute us. Why is that pinned in our chat?
There you go.
Are we supposed to be saying that every episode?
I think we were supposed to be saying that every single time.
I think we're better off if we do say that.
Okay, If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan Mallory, who also joined us on this episode. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you for having me.
It's directed by Allen Iverson, the basketball player, with music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast at ifyouredriving.com, which is our Patreon. It'll give you access to perks like the video versions of every episode. If you've seen some videos, it's nice. You'll get to see Jordo's cute little whatever form he came in this episode.
I'm an amorphous blob.
Amorphous blob.
Is the canonical answer.
You'll get the producer notes with all the JPEGs we describe in a given episode. We do a monthly stream, which will be coming up next week. Access to our Discord community, some behind-the-scenes content. Did I already say the bonus episode? We also do a bonus episode every month. You can find us on Twitter at TikTok, and if you're driving, Blue Sky, and if you're driving.com, email us, send us an email at podcast@ifyouredriving.com. Follow all of us on our respective socials. But also, if you could tell your friends, family, bus driver, neighbors, dogs, cat children, students, about our show, that would be amazing. Even if you are not able to support us financially, if you can just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. 5 stars, let everybody know. It actually really does help us out a lot.
It's the biggest thing you can do.
Genuinely.
Just to peel back the curtain for a second, word of mouth, for a podcast of our size, word of mouth is way more effective than any advertising or anything like that we could do. And giving us a thumbs up on Spotify or rating us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts is the only meaningful thing that moves the needle in any direction on the podcast algorithm. So we love doing this show, and we work very hard on it, and despite how it sounds and what we talk about during it. And if you enjoy it and would like for us to continue doing it for the foreseeable future, those are the two biggest and most helpful ways that you can help ensure that happens.
Yeah. And maybe if you like Grossimian, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the show. And Grossimian says, if you're driving, close your eyes is my favorite podcast. Well, thank you, Grossimian.
Thank you.
You're our favorite podcast.
Yeah. Okay, well, Nikki died.
Nikki's dead. You're watching the video of this, you can see just a perfectly frozen Nikki.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's great, yeah, like a cryptid.
Cryptid Nikki.
Jordo, do you want to take us out?
Yeah. Jeanne d'Arc, a.k.a. Holy Maiden of Salvation, Joan of Arc, Juana de Arco, La Poisselle d'Orleans, the Maiden of Orleans, Saint Joan, Joan d'Arc. Basic traits: Artoria face, costume owning, hominidae servant, humanoid, servant, weak to Enuma Elish.